Welcome to the Nooksy Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. I wanted to do a trade show here today talking about some thoughts that I had. Really, usually we focus specifically on trades. I did want to address Dak Prescott in some depth. So this is a player that we have a lot in on. And so I have some thoughts. I'm writing an article for Football Guys that'll come out at some point tomorrow. Well, after you listen to this episode. But I did want to sort of hit on this because I think that there's some things in this that could potentially help you if you're dealing with a Dak Prescott issue. So here's some of the solutions that I've come down to. I think the first thing that I would, my advice would be to create yourself some time. And I think you want to buy time to address the issue. Where that's a real problem is where you have Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott, right? You're really kind of swimming upstream and you're probably really on your back foot trying to respond to this. And I have a couple of those. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. So you find yourself basically, you know, and this can be kind of an evergreen thing. We're talking about this specifically in the Dak Prescott lane, but it's super flex, right? Two quarterback leagues. It's really super flex where this is the solution. The loss of an elite quarterback like Dak Prescott, it can really leave you with a lot of questions about where you go from here. I would say the first step is don't panic. Right? The loss of your quarterback will not end your season, right? But you have to understand that it's going to make a difference. You know, understand the rule of eight, right? And in super flex leagues, with 10 starting positions, right? I've found basically approximately 112 points over the course of a season is worth a win. It's 8 points per game over the course of a 14-game regular season. Okay, so if you're expecting to lose your quarterback for the entire fantasy football season and the replacement in your lineup projects to be 8 points less per game, you should expect to lose a game as a result of that. In the case of Prescott, where you expect to lose him for maybe half the season, right? That's kind of, it's like 4 to 8 games. Let's just say half the season, right? Just to sort of make our math easy on ourselves for the purposes of this conversation. You might take an 8-point downgrade in your lineup, but if it's 7 weeks instead of 14 weeks, you've only lost a half a game, right? So that is a difference, and I think that does matter in how you have to think about this, right? So you're probably going to have a worse record, right? Probably about a win worse than you would have been. But if you have a good team, right? If you have a team that, like, listen, this was a buy team coming in, you can weather this, right? And I'll get into a couple of other reasons why I think that's true. Football Guys has a tool called the League Dominator. I would suggest, like, if you're a subscriber to Football Guys, I would use that and really think about, like, the direction of your team. So I do actually have, I haven't drawn yet for the people that will actually get the free membership for the year. I have to do that. I'll do it this week. So again, if you haven't put in for that, just DM me in the group me and I'll draw names probably on Friday of this week. So it'll give you a day to listen to this. And I still owe people. I haven't drawn and not answered people. So I will do that. Go ahead and get this. And this is the League Diamond is a perfect tool for this. So again, don't panic, right? The world's not over, right? And I don't think that you throw this directly into a rebuild. We can talk about that. I want flexibility because I think that there's a situation which just can really break right for you. That would be the thing that I would say. I think there's definitely a situation where this, where the calendar can break in your favor in a way that it is not right now. So I think there's a couple of things that really break in your favor for Prescott in a way that's different than Deshaun Watson. In a Prescott situation, you're 4 to 8 games. Right, it's very different than the Watson, the Watson 11 games, right, where he's back in week 13. I think it's an 11 game suspension, so he's back in week 13 because he's got a bye. Number one, it's presumably shorter, right? It looks like Watson somewhere in the, it looks like Prescott somewhere in the 4 to 8 game range, right? The other thing that I think is in play is that it is less certain. Right, so you do have little bit less of a target to shoot at, right? Are you looking for a 2-game start? Are you looking for a 6-game start? Are you looking for 8 games? You're looking for, you know, are you trying to do it week by week? Like you don't necessarily know as you sit here right now what you're aiming at, right? It is something in the intermediate term, right? If you were thinking 2-2-2, it's something in the 2 months range, right? That's kind of the type of solution that you're looking for. But that could be a hard target to sort of to aim at, right? I think if you're going to make a trade, you make a dynasty trade, right? You try and make a dynasty trade, but that can be really hard right now. And so I actually think that I probably, my solution to this would be to probably do nothing. You know, and I sometimes, right, the best move is doing absolutely nothing. I think that is a reason, that is an answer to this problem for a couple of reasons, okay? And if you're not in this situation, maybe you do have to make a move, okay? But I think, as I've sort of thought about this a little bit more over the last, like, 24 to 48 hours, we're going to be in a positive situation, okay? So what do I mean by that? Well, I look at the teams that I have Dak Prescott, and I have options, right? I have outs. I'm not drawing dead. They are super flex leagues, so I can get away with not starting a quarterback, and I can stream the hell out of it, right? I don't have to have a Dak Prescott length absence. I don't have to have a solution of that length right now. Right, I this is a week to week game, and I can play it out week to week. Okay, so that's one of the things we do this all the time in running back. Right, like we do this all the time in running back, and we're in week two, and we're going to be starting Jeff Wilson. Right, and then we're going to be in week three, and you know it might be, I'm not going to throw the curse on anyone, but it might be somebody else. Heck, it might be Jeff Wilson again. Right, you know, it could be any number of guys. Hell, we have Rex Burkhead, and we didn't realize that Rex Burkhead was going to start. So like, yeah, like we have options, right? And if you have like Rex Burkhead, the 27th round, like in some startups that I had, like, you know, going out and trading a second for Geno Smith is like, you kind of have a little bit of found money and flexibility here. Like, is Geno Smith really going to make a difference for you versus a guy, you know, versus a streaming option at running back, right? Like, I think that's a realistic question to ask yourself. And our rosters are built in ways to be able to exploit and respond to situations like this, because that's how we play the running back position. So you just sort of look at it in the same way. So again, don't panic. If you have the quarterbacks on your roster to figure it out, right? If you've got three or four starting quarterbacks and now you're down to Prescott, and now you have two starting quarterbacks, like you play it out, right? See what happens. Use those quarterbacks, right? If you don't have that situation, like I have a situation where I have Prescott, Watson, and Tannehill, and my solution to the problem is just going to be like, all right, well, let's see what happens, right? I'm 0-1 right now. Like I'm going to play this out for a week and just see sort of what happens, and that'll buy me some time, right? And one of the reasons that I want to buy some time, especially if I didn't get Cooper Rush, one of the reasons why I want to buy some time is time will allow me to sort of flip the script on my opponents in a way that's not true right now. If I go shopping for Jameis Winston, if I go shopping for Brady, if I go shopping for Kirk Cousins or Carr, right, I'm the one seeking out, I'm sort of the one seeking out the deal. I'm the one in need. I'm the one that looks desperate. I'm the one that's going to pay through the nose. Okay, so if I can sort of get out from that stink, right? Like, you know, like when you look at the roster and you start getting a bunch of offers for a quarterback from someone, and you look at the roster, it's like, oh, look, he just lost his starting quarterback. Like, that's why I'm getting the offers. You're not, like, you see that as an opportunity to extract a pound of flesh, right? I think if you can figure out a way to get through that initial jolt to the market, right? That initial, hey, there's blood in the water surrounding this guy, and you can figure out a way to play it out by not sort of approaching the trade market that way, I think that's the right play. Okay, for a couple of reasons. Number one, you can go and optimize the hell out of the back end of your roster, right? Guys like you know, guys like Tyrod Taylor, right? Guys like Gardner Minshew, right? If Jimmy Garoppolo is probably rostered, but guys like guys like that, Case Keenum, right? Bridgewater, Andy Dalton, for that matter, right? Tyler Huntley, right? If you're rostering roster cloggers instead of those guys, shame on you, right? The way to address a situation like this is by just taking the probability volume bet, right? There's going to be 50 some odd quarterbacks at start, right? I need to have this season, I need to have a shot at one of them, right? Like if I can hit one of them for a couple weeks, I might have solved my solution. How do you do that? Well, you put assets in that direction, right? That would sort of be my recommendation there. So first, optimize the quarterback spot. Second, in tight end premium, optimize the hell out of the tight end spot. Juwan Johnson, Tyler Conklin, these guys that we talked about in the waiver wire show, like they might be realistic options in 2 PPR. We'll have to see how this goes. But like, I mean, I have a couple of leagues, including one where I lost Prescott, where I had like 5 guys that had double digit points at tight end, right? That is a way that I may be able to stream myself out of this, right? Or just stream myself so I don't drown over the next couple of weeks. And I can flip the script. And I'll talk a little bit more about that, right? Optimize the hell out of running backs. This is stuff you guys are already doing, but it's worth discussing again, because, you know, just constantly, right? Really look at the back end of your roster. If there is a player where you can't come up with, right? It's a two-prong test, right? It's a two-prong test. Number one, you look and you say, can this person help me? Am I going to at some point in the next, you know, month or two, is there a situation where I could put this person in my lineup and feel comfortable doing so? And if the answer to that question is no, the next question you have to ask yourself is there a situation where this player can go up in value in a way that I can improve my team via trade using this player? And if the answer to that question is no, they're a roster clogger and they got to go. Okay. They're a roster clogger and you got to go. Okay, you have to sort of optimize, and this should be a kick in the pants to think about doing that. Okay, so again, optimize backup quarterbacks, optimize injury running backs, and in tight end premium, optimize your tight ends. Right, that'll give you a fighting chance to stream your way out of this. By not sort of sinking your teeth into the trade market right now, unless you can do it at a discount, right? If someone's scared about Derek Carr, if someone's scared about Brady, now, like, go ahead and do those. I tried to get Derek Carr for a straight first, wasn't happening. Tried to get Brady for like a straight second, wasn't happening. Tried to get Jameis Winston for a straight second, wasn't happening. So instead the response is the person wants to give me Mariota for a first or Geno Smith for a second, and I'm like, yeah, no. You know what I mean? Like, no. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to say, screw it. I'll just lean into what my strength is. My strength is at running back, right? I've got Jeff Wilson. I got Jalen Warren. We'll see. Maybe Najee Harris, his foot's really bothering him, something like that. I've got options, right? I've got options. We'll have to see what happens up in New England, right? Maybe Pierre Strong, or maybe, it's a good week for Damian Harris that I wouldn't otherwise start him in, right? There's a lot of different things going on. Heck, maybe Kamara's actually hurt more than they're letting on, and this could be a Mark Ingram week, right? I don't know, as I'm sitting here on Wednesday night recording this, exactly how the weekend's going to unfold, right? So, leaning into all of our principles will give you the options to do it, and that you're not going to pay through the nose in the trade market. What I'm trying to do is buy time. Okay, optimize your roster, buy time, and then it'll allow you to flip the script on your opponents, right? If Derek Carr has another bad game, if this person that, if the GM that has Brady is like, you know what, like there's a lot of rumors going on about him retiring. He sucked through 2 games. I'm 0-2. All of a sudden this person's in panic, and they are now in the situation where where they're desperate, right? They're desperate because they don't want to, they're 0-2. They're thinking, like I'm going to get stuck with losing Brady for nothing because I'm not going to make the playoffs. I'm already heading down the wrong direction. Like, we see this all the time where people overreact to the first couple of weeks and then overthrow their teams. right? If you can sort of be in a position where once people start doing that, you can be a buyer, you flip the script on them, right? You haven't bought because you were desperate. You're buying because they're desperate. And that's a totally different marketplace. And that will sort of give you an opportunity if you need to go into the trade market to do it, right? So try and, if you don't have options, right, don't pay through your nose right now in the trade market because you have a need at quarterback. Figure out a way to not do that, because over the next couple of weeks, there'll be a situation that'll present itself that's better for you. The other thing too is that, listen, if your team just goes in the crapper, you know, this is a spot where you could reset. You know, I don't advocate, you know, tearing it down and those sorts of things, but like in a spot where I've got Watson and Prescott, like I'm a formidable potential dominant team anytime those two guys are on the field. That's going to include week one of 2023, hopefully. And you know, listen, if I start 0-4, you know, and it's just, you know, and I'm what I call bad, right? I'm on the bad side of the record and I'm on the bad side of the points scored. You're really, you're like, this might be this perfect situation to just lean into and say, all right, fine. I'll just take it and be bad for a year, right? I'm not advocating that right now. We're still trying to win, but that situation may present itself. And then, you know, where you haven't spent, you know, a first rounder on Brady right now because you're desperate, right? And then you sort of have to try and figure out a way to unwind that because like he hasn't helped you all that much, right? You're sort of in that spot where you're in control, not somebody else. Okay. So that's something that I've been kind of working on and thinking about how to respond to this, because I know it is a question. This is a player that's very much in our orbit, that the loss of Prescott really is gonna hurt us. But I think from a tactical perspective, like this is not going to be the only time that a quarterback is going to get hurt, right? And so this will be kind of your, an approach to this going forward. Don't panic, right? Don't pay out, you know, don't get price gouged, right? Allow yourself to sort of use your principles, right? Use all the tactics and techniques we do on team building and figure out a way to stream the position as a super flex spot, right? If it's in two quarterback, you're in a little bit tougher spot, right? You're in a little bit tougher spot. You can sort of, you know, is there a spot where you can, you know, it used to be Taysom Hill, right? Like Kendall Hinton at one point was a guy that you could do that with, like start extreme him in the quarterback spot and hope he got some receiving stuff. That's tougher in two quarterback to do. The other thing I think in that spot, like, you might be able to, like, if you can stay sort of competitive in these situations and just sort of figure it out, right? Again, backups or streaming backups or whatever, what have you. You know, is Brian Hoyer available? We'll see what the situation with Mac Jones is. Like, is it a good option? No, but, you know, that's kind of the hand that's been dealt to us. You might not know, right? Some team that is maybe got a disappointing, a quarterback to start, you know, maybe Kyler Murray is not playing well or whatever. And you can actually sort of add Dak Prescott to a deal where you get Kyler Murray, right? Like I wouldn't typically go that direction, but that's just an example of a deal that might come down to fruition. You know, if Herbert has a terrible month, right, and you're like, everyone's kind of panicking a little bit. Like maybe that person's looking to sort of reset. You know, you can trade him Prescott and add something to it, and you actually get an upgraded quarterback along the way. Like those situations are all possible, but if you sort of blow all your flexibility right now trying to sort of patch holes, that are sort of you know, you're overpaying for the patches, right? Instead of just using the duct tape that you have, you know, you're using the guy with the spray on foam stuff on the, you know, cuts out the bottom of the boats, right? You're paying for all that stuff and you're sort of taking up all your money, where instead you could just use the duct tape, you know, cut back to shore and then, you know, and then figure out the next trip in the boat after that, right? You haven't sunk yourself. Right, you haven't lost all your flexibility. So that's the thoughts that I have just on some trading stuff, and to try and help you sort of navigate through this. I wouldn't be sort of in the paying a second for Geno Smith Yeah, if you can do it for a third, something like that, if you can do it for, if you can sell one of your streaming guys, right, for it, that makes a lot of sense, right? If Jeff Wilson can get you a quarterback, you know, something like that, that's the type of route that you go. But I wouldn't sort of lock up my future flexibility to get sort of a stopgap quarterback, because I think the market will flip in the next couple of weeks, right? You should be the first person buying at the fire sale, right? Don't be creating your own your own run on your assets by trying to sort of be out there buying quarterbacks in the face of like some turmoil. That's the worst way I think to handle it. So I hope that helps. Let me know what you think, because this is a little bit different of a strategy I don't typically use, I think it's different. Right, I think it's different. I think it's different and maybe less panicked than you might see in some other spots. So keep fighting. Right, now's the time to really, this is like, you know, we used all these things in COVID. Right? Remember when COVID was like, it was like wreaking havoc on our lineups. And I remember there was like a couple of weeks where I was just like, I can't, like, this is just ruthless. Like, it just keeps going on and on and on. And it's just like, you know, we're going way down the dial on these guys. And it's like it's a huge headache, and it was hard, and it was like trying to figure out all these things, right? Like, that's made us a lot better at Dynasty, right? And so, you know, don't overreact, don't panic. You've got time is actually on your side. Don't panic. So, all right, that'll do it for this different Thursday trade show, but I hope it helps in terms of framing your process and how to deal with a Dak Prescott loss. And if we lose other quarterbacks along the way, like, this can be something we refer back to. That'll do it for this edition. Until next time, continue to embrace the variance. We'll talk again very soon.